always beautiful to be with you. And today I'm very happy to invite a wonderful lady. She's educated as an interfaith minister and spent over 30 years as a spiritual healer and counselor with a private practice in both L.A. and San Diego. And in 2013, she had a past life regression, and she felt from this profoundly healing experience that this was a more powerful method of offering healing for her clients. So she started studying it and learning everything she could about it, and now is doing it full time. I am really grateful to have my dear friend and an amazing past life regressionist and healer, Shannon Peck. Shannon, thanks so much for being on The Way Home today.
I'm delighted to be with you. Thank you, Laura.
Well, full disclosure, I told my listeners already that I had had a session with you doing this, and it was such a unique experience. It's something that I had heard about for many years because, there's a few psychotherapists and very prominent healers and psychiatrists that have been known to do this for many years. Give us your background on past life regression, what it is, and I always thought it was something kind of new agey, but you've educated me that it's not. It's been around for a long time.
It has, and it's pretty mainstream today among psychologists and psychiatrists. The regression experience begins with what I call a gentle hypnotherapy. It's really a relaxation technique, lasts about 10 or 15 minutes, and it's very equivalent to listening to some soft music and having some suggestions of relaxation. It's very simple. You can stop at any time. You can get up, go to the bathroom, come back and resume, and it really is powerful. I've never seen anything to equal this in my life as a spiritual healer, and I've always been very results-oriented for all these years. And I just completely turned into a past life regressionist when I started seeing the results on myself as well.
So
over 50.
Yeah. Oh, you've had over 50.
Yep.
Oh, so it's not something, because when you first told me about it, I was like, well, I mean, is it like hypnosis? Because I don't feel like I could be, I'm not the type of person that I'm easily suggestible.
Yeah.
I'm gullible, but I'm not easily suggestible.
Yeah.
And you put me at ease and you said, let's just try this. And it was, like you said, it was this process of getting very quiet and calm. And I can't remember if we were listening to music or you were doing something, but I just remember going into this very tranquil, peaceful state.
Yeah.
And that's when you started asking me questions and such. Before we go into the entire process, tell us some of the doctors that have been doing this for many years so that people can get a background and just how mainstream it is.
You know, Dr. Michael Newton is someone that I read his first book back in the early 90s, and that's when I first heard about it. I thought, oh, I wish I could meet this man. He was in Colorado. I'm in San Diego. I was so vastly interested immediately when I read his book about all of these regressions and what would happen and the life-transforming experiences in a very short time of a few hours. And so he's been out there a long time, although he passed away a few years ago. He formed a Newton Institute, and I believe they work with the University of Virginia now with the research on near-death experiences. So there's a lot of cross-pollination here where it's just undeniable results. And of course, Dr. Brian Weiss is out there all the time. He's a noted psychiatrist who's been doing this very successfully. And the thing is, among psychologists and the doctors, they are finding where they're stuck with some of their patients, this is the breakthrough. It's through past life regression where they discover the trauma has carried over to the present day life. And this is very common, discovery in past life regression.
So Dr. Carl Jung also
he talked
about the altered state of consciousness that you kind of have to be in order for this information to come through you. He called it the active imagination. So is that something like a trance? I mean, that sounds like something out of a spooky movie from the 1940s or something, like just a trance. But is that what it is? What kind of state of mind does a person have to be in order to get regressed?
Right now, you and I are speaking in a pretty fast brain wave called beta. It's just a fast brain wave. And if we slowed it down to hear some meditative music and relax, we would go into alpha. And alpha is then followed by theta, which is super slow. And it's right before you go to sleep, which is delta. So the regression takes place between alpha and theta, and all it is, it's a slower brainwave. So there's nothing spooky about it at all. I know that when I first had my first regression, it was with someone I'd never met. It was a man, and I really read up on him to, you know, there's a real trust factor here. My husband went with me, and after I had it, it's like, well, I'm just like you. It's like, well, nothing to it, right? It's just a natural way of relaxing. It feels good. And you can access your superconscious where all your records and memories are held. And we actually have a higher self, which is the soul, and it has all your information from eons on back. And it can give you a lot of information about yourself and who you really are and what your life purpose is. Yes, you have a life purpose. And it can help you unblock past traumas and blocks, emotional blocks in your life today. And it can help you with health issues. And one advantage I never even thought about until I started doing this a lot and having a lot of regressions is your fear of death goes way down, or to nothing even for some people. At this point, I'm not afraid at all. So it's because you spend so much time in spirit world and where all your truth is unfolded and through your superconscious, it just becomes a living reality of these memories and these experiences that you had. That you review and that tie into your life today. And this is the beauty of past life regression. You go back to a past life, and in this type of regression, you don't select, well, I want to go back to the 1500s. Was I ever queen? Was I ever whatever? Your guides choose the past life for you. So once you're regressed, we start the discovery that the guides are bringing to your consciousness or your higher self is bringing to yourself of a past life. And later in the regression, we find out for what reason they brought you to that particular past life and how it relates exactly to your life today. And it is phenomenal how it works.
Oh, it sounds fascinating. But I'm thinking of people maybe driving along and listening today going, okay, yeah, I'm sorry, but I don't believe in past lives. I don't believe in reincarnation. And what in the world could delving into something like that prove to me? Like, it's not like I can sit here and go, oh, yeah, I remember when that happened. So can you answer some of those, what I would consider frequently?
You're describing me before past life regression because I didn't believe in reincarnation. And it's like, do you have to believe in that? Because that's, like, I wasn't raised like that. That's a whole belief system. I can't get into that first. But having read books about this and seeing how it works and the kinds of results that happen, I'll tell you, one of my early clients came by, and this is a woman I'd never met. And she came to the interview, which precedes the induction and the whole past life regression, and we were getting to know each other, and she said, well, I'm just going to tell you right now, I have fourth stage cancer, and as soon as I leave this regression, I'm going straight home to meet with hospice. And I said, well, what brings you here? And she said, I want to meet my spirit guide. And I thought, wow, I'm not in charge of the regression. I'm only offering the induction of relaxation. And then the guides take over from there, and I thought, gosh, I hope that the guides present themselves. They do it in different ways, and so...
You calling this the guides?
Uh-huh. So your spirit guide. Everybody's got a spirit guide. Okay. Guides and teachers, which are spiritual.
Okay.
Which you've probably never met. But if you ever had intuition of, I should take a left instead of a right, and found out that you just missed, had a near miss, or I should go, you know, stay off the freeway, and then you find out there was a big accident right where you would have been... Or you were thinking about a friend and they call you at that second. This is just intuition. This is just our higher self at work. It happens all the time. So this woman was met immediately. We went to the past life regression where she went to the past life. And then she went to the other side after that past life. And then she immediately was greeted by her spirit guide. And the woman could not stop crying. She was grinning from ear to ear. She was thrilled. We took time where she could just talk with him and interact and ask questions. And when she finished, this is someone who's dying. She walked out with a big smile on her face saying, I'm ready.
Wow.
And it's like, wow. It's just so impressive.
That's profound. Very profound. Shannon, we're having a little bit of static on the phone here, so we were going to go to a commercial in about 5 minutes, but I think we'll go right now and see if we can fix that real quick. That That story is exactly our great jumping off point for when we come back to you as we talk about the methodology and then actually what takes place and what people can expect when they go into theirs. Because I'm sure if you've had 50 past life regressions, does that mean you've had 50 past lives, or does it just mean that you get shown a different aspect of your life? So there's so many questions here. I'm with Shannon Peck. She's a certified past life and spirit world regression counselor. She lives in San Diego, but giving incredible past life regression sessions to people all over. And we're going to come right back. It's The Way Home with Laura Smith. Don't go away.
Welcome back. You're listening to The Way Home with Laura Smith on 1490 WGCH. Here's Laura.
Very grateful to have my friend Shannon Peck along. She's a certified past life and spirit world regression counselor and has spent 30 years as a spiritual healer as well with private practice. It is right now in San Diego, California. Have you ever done any work remotely? Have you tried that yet, Shannon? Can you regress someone from far away, do you think?
You know, some people do, and I'm working on that for 2020. I'm hoping that's in the offering real soon.
Yes.
But right now I've been doing in-person, which I love. I can, it's more intimate. I can watch the facial expressions and keep tabs like that. But I really do want to do this on the phone because I've had so many requests for it.
Absolutely. And, you know, it's becoming much more mainstream now. People are doing their psychic readings on Skype and stuff like that. So hopefully that would be something wonderful, because for people to have the experience that I had with you several years ago, I think it was 3 or 4 years ago, when I was in San Diego and I had my session with you. And it was truly remarkable. Like I said, I went into it a little bit skeptical because for two reasons, because I thought, I am not an easily suggestible person. Is this like hypnosis? And then the other part of me was just like, well, what if I learn, you know, if I start getting images from another life, like, who cares? What is that going to do for my life today? But I trust you so much, and I've known you for so many years that I said, if this is something that has totally changed your life and you see so many results with your own clients now, I want to try it. And I did, and I loved it. It was a really incredible, incredible situation. Now, tell our listeners, it's not hypnosis, correct? So you're getting people to this altered consciousness, but it's not hypnosis, right?
You know, I think we all have this old impression of these stage hypnotists who make you run around like a chicken and cluck. That's not hypnotherapy. Hypnotherapy has reached a whole new level today. It's therapy about your life, which is private, which is sacred, really, and about your private individual life and your path and all of this. It's strictly for that reason. So, and it, like I say, it's very light, you know, it's just a deep relaxation and light hypnotherapy.
Okay, so
it's just a slower brainwave, really.
Right, right. So what happened with me, and what you're finding happens with your clients is, I'm trying to remember now what happened first. But did you start speaking to me, and then I started telling you the images that I was seeing? Is that how it worked? Because it's been
that's
like 4 years now. Yeah,
yep, that's exactly how it worked. It's directed by the client, and I'm taking notes. And so if you get stuck or you need a little help, I'll just. You know, help you along and ask a question. You know, are you, what do you see? What's going on? What are you wearing? Just to help you come back into the scene. And you take us through your voice. You take us scene by scene through a previous life. And until we get to the end, and then it's time to cross over and go to spirit world, where you meet your guide and you find out so many things. You can have interaction with your guide. The guide will share with you for what purpose you were sent to that particular past life, because it has meaning to your life today. In fact, I'll go so far as to say, and I don't think I've seen an exception of this, it's pretty much your number one problem in your life is what will be addressed with it.
So by going over other scenarios from other lives, and it could be many lives, right? So maybe not just one, it could be many lifetimes. You see how it pertains to the current life that you're having today, or what issues you're having. Is that correct?
Well, generally someone comes in telling me, like, there was a woman who came in and she told me over the email she didn't think she'd be regressed, but most everybody says that.
I did.
And I said, just come on in and we'll see. You know, you don't know till you try. And so she came in, and she was in tears as she shared her story with me. She had been cheated on by her husband. She just found out recently, a couple of weeks earlier before she came in, and she was distraught and devastated, and she could barely talk for the deep heaving and crying that was going on. And I could see that's why she was wondering if she could be regressed. You know, can we calm her enough in order to have a past life and to have a conversation? And so we did, and she was regressed and went right into it. And we talked about her life and what is it, what was it that was causing her most to feel so devastated? Her husband, she had discovered his love letters. He'd been having an affair for the last 10 years, and she discovered all these letters passionately written. He'd never talked to her like that in 30 years of marriage. And he'd been lying and cheating on her all these years. And the thing that the message it sent to her is, I'm worthless. You know, I've given my all and my best and my highest to a man that I've loved and devoted my life to for 30 years, and he can just cross me out and go to the next one? She felt like she had no life purpose and that she had no value whatsoever. And as the past life session continued, she started, as we got in touch with the guide, she started realizing, you know, I'm a pretty loving person. My sons love me. We have a great relationship. They appreciate me and love me. We laugh and we play. It's always been that way. My parents love me. We have a great relationship. I'm lovable. I'm loved. The people at work have been that way. They love me. I'm helpful. I'm happy. I'm adjusted. And when it comes to my husband, I've given him my all. I've been loving and lovable. Hey, the problem's on him. And she saw it so clearly that this really was not her problem. She had held up her end of the deal. She had been as loving to him and more so than anybody else. And he's the one that had just smeared it and walked away from it. And so it said less about her than it did about him. The problem was him. And when she got that separation, it became impersonal. She started realizing, oh, my gosh. She was like, I'm an old soul. I've been doing love forever, and he's got to be some young soul or something. I mean, it's just the way they put it together for her, and she was spitting out all this truth, and it's like, wow. She walked out happy. Imagine in 2.5 hours walking out from being devastated from the deepest depression in her life to walking out saying, shoot, I'm better than this. I've got this. I have life and value and worth, and I'm good.
So what was it, something within the last life that similar that she went through that she was able to recognize it, or was there just a message that was given to her about how she could look at the situation today?
Good question. I don't actually recall, but it's kind of all of the above. There is a lot of discussion, a lot of conversation that goes on in a past life regression, which I'm just taking notes on, and my clients learning for the first time often. And it's like revelations and realizations.
Mm-hmm.
The way they, it's like you get woke.
Exactly. And would you say that, so you said this happens within a 2.5 hour session. Is that how long most sessions take?
The past life regression is about 2 to 2.5. And then I have a more advanced past life regression, which is spirit world regression, where you spend about 3.5 hours, and a lot of it is in spirit world, talking with your spiritual teachers and your counselors, and it's like, oh my gosh, it's just huge what happens there. You have so much revelation. It is truly life-transforming.
Well, if you could give me some examples of different revelations and kind of fixes for people, like if you could give a couple more examples, like this woman you said who, you know, came in with that whole series of being cheated on and whatever. What are some other ones that you can recall that were so helpful to people?
Well, I'll tell you my own. My husband and I have each had over 50 past life regressions. We got certified at the same time so that we could give each other. I didn't know I was going to do this for a living. I thought I just want to have all these regressions. It's just so fascinating. I want to learn about myself and my husband. And we started giving all these regressions every chance we could. And my since a child, I think many of us wonder, who am I? You know, who am I? Who are you? Mm-hmm. And what are you doing here? Do you have a purpose? And that's kind of been a burning question that's driven my life of discovery. And this is exactly why I was led to dive into these past life regressions, because it changed me and it changed my husband. Giving him these past life regressions, we discovered what kind of soul he is, even the name of his soul. And I refer to him today as Golden Light. And he learned what kind of soul I am. And we discovered this at the same time. And now I know the soul to whom I am married. And he knows the soul to whom he is married. And we, that's in every conversation, a hidden, perhaps unstated reality, because I know who I'm married to. And we've had many past lives together. He saved me more than once. It deepens our intimacy, the depth of our bond, our understanding, especially when we have tiffs or something's not so easy. We are soulmates, and I never forget who I'm married to. I know who I'm married to. I know the kind of light and his value as a soul and what he represents to the world. And he represents that to me, so it's not business as usual anymore after you have these regressions.
Well,
it changes your identity. You get a 100,000-mile view, aerial view of your life and your lives and your soul, and it just changes you.
Uh-huh. It sounds like for the better
in a
much deeper way. I know that both you and your husband have written books together, and I've loved your books, The Love You Deserve, and... Is it healing everything with love? Love heals. Love heals.
Yeah, love heals.
Yes.
How to Heal Everything with Love is my personal book, and we've written 5 books together.
Yep.
All about love, and we're all about love. And of course, that's what we all want, and that's what we all are after, and that's the challenge of our lives. I had a man come in. Do we have time for another story?
Sure, we sure
okay.
do.
This is a lovely man, very elegant looking, probably in his 50s, maybe mid-50s, very smart, and...
Is he single? Oh, sorry. Go ahead.
Yeah, actually, he is.
Just throwing that out there. Sorry, I digress. Please finish your story.
Well, he told me that, you know, he's an engineer, and he, as we were going through the regression towards the end, this is a side note, but I just couldn't help but notice his brilliance. I mean, this guy was so smart, and I told him, I said, you are really smart, aren't you? And he said, yeah, my IQ is 160. So that's been a great advantage to his, but guess what? He grew up being bullied terribly by his dad and his siblings. And his family situation, you know, we all have families, and some of the members are kind of toxic, and he was surrounded by it, which led him to a life of feeling defeated, personally.
Mm-hmm.
His intelligence could make up for it, but not inwardly. And so his past life regression was all about learning that his life purpose is to love, and that love has to be protected. And they told him he's been learning that lesson for 1,200 lifetimes. That's thousands of years on that lesson.
Right.
And when he walked out, he said, I've never stood up for myself in my life. This is a guy in his 50s who's brilliant.
Uh-huh.
And he said, I've had no self-protection. And he said, even at work today. And he said, I'm walking out of here a new person. My head is held high, and I'm not going to be bullied ever again.
Wow.
It was such a wake-up.
That is huge. And maybe he won't have to go through another lifetime having to learn that
lesson.
There you
go. That's the whole thing. That's what happens.
It's fascinating. And I have to tell the listeners that when I went through my session with you, I went through 3 different past life memories with you. But one of them stood out to me. And I have to admit, every time I think about that, I can still see the images in my mind. And this was some life that was like, I don't know, I think it was, I was in Egypt or something.
Mm-hmm.
But I can still see it in my mind. And when I do, I get the feelings that I had when I was there, which were incredibly helpful to my sense of self, my self-esteem. And it was all under the beautiful guidance of you. You were sitting on the side, I was lying down, and you were just writing all these notes and asking me these really beautiful questions. And you gave me, you opened up the space, really. Because it's hard for some people to be, you know, kind of that vulnerable in with someone else. Maybe it's like that if you have a therapist or something like that. But those sessions are very short, and they're not quite as personal, I don't think. But this, I just remember feeling not vulnerable, but very, very safe when I had the session with you. And it was just...
Thank you, Laura.
Yes.
I really appreciate that. And that's so important. You know, what happens in a past life regression, especially when you cross over and you meet your guide and you meet your council of elders, These are beings of light who have your back. They've been with you for eons. They're here to help you, to love you, to bring you guidance and instruction. It's really true.
Yeah.
And it makes it a really comfortable experience.
Well, I'll tell you what, if anyone that's listening is in the San Diego area, I urge you to find Shannon Peck and make an appointment with her. And then in 2020, hopefully she'll be doing it remotely by phone and Skype and other modalities as well. But Shannon Peck, thank you so much for sharing your wonderful practice of past life regression and spirit world regression as well. Thank you. I'm sure a lot of people learned a lot today. And it's a real gift that you have. And I know from working with you all these years and also reading your books that you and your husband Scott have written together, I urge people, go to Shannon's website, shannonpeck.com, shannonpeck.com, and you can find the love you deserve there. You can also find Love Heals and, of course, how to get in touch with Shannon to make your past life regression session. Thank you so much, Shannon. So appreciate it.
Thank you. Loved it.
Have a wonderful day. Thank you so much.
All righty.